not quite sure. We just started our mass testing a couple weeks ago. So we have increased our testing, of course. And thus far, we only have had two additional positive tests in our county.
With numbers so low, does it give health officials any understanding of whether there's community spread in Plumas County or perhaps that it hasn't reached there yet?
So at this point, we don't feel that there's any community spread. However, like anything else, it can change very quickly, which is why we continue to encourage people to follow the mitigating practices of face coverings and hand washings and social and physical distancing. So at this point, we don't see it here, the community spread, but with a lot of people coming into Plumas County and a lot of residents traveling outside of Plumas County, it can change, which is why the mass testing is important to help us know where we're at.
Let's pivot to those mass testing events. Plumas County has been conducting mass tests. One is scheduled, I believe, for Quincy on Wednesday. Can you share some information about what these events are and what their purpose is?
So at this time, we have been using a company called Verily that's been contracted with the state to conduct mass testing throughout various counties in the state. So we have utilized them. And this is the third mass testing we've done. However, we found that we know that the state is not going to be able to continue this type of activity. They will not be able to sustain it. So Plumas County has been working with our three healthcare facilities in Plumas County. We've been working with Seneca Healthcare District, Eastern Plumas Healthcare, as well as Plumas Health Hospital District, PhD. So we've been working with those three to come up and to do mass testing in Plumas County, and we will be hopefully starting that mid-July. I know Eastern Plumas Healthcare, they just did a mass testing today in Portola, and that went very well.
It's my understanding that you may have been at that mass testing event. Can you maybe paint a picture of what it was like to be there and what was going on?
It was hot, that was for sure. So it was very warm today, but it went very well. It's kind of staggered out, so they registered people who wanted to be tested for free in the community or wherever they're from, but Eastern Plumas Healthcare was willing to do that. At this point, they registered 40. This is their first mass testing, so they wanted to ensure that they could work the kinks out for future mass testings as well. And so it was a good event. There was a lot of people who were very thankful for it and wanted to be tested. And we're happy to have it. It was very easy. It was a drive-through, so no one had to get out of their vehicles. It was very safe. Everybody was wearing masks, even while being tested.
And regarding these types of mass testing events, who are these tests geared toward? Is it for people who aren't showing symptoms, or is it for people who both are and are not showing symptoms?
One, the mass testing tends to be a little bit more for asymptomatic. We do encourage those who do have symptoms to actually go to the healthcare provider, contact your healthcare provider, and then get a test. However, if somebody does have symptoms, then yes, they would test at the mass testing as well. But they're really just to get an idea. It's one of the surveillance tools that the state as well as the county uses to help gauge what the virus is doing in the community. And so that's why these mass testings are important for us.
Regarding testing in general, outside of these mass testing events, where can people get tested?
Here in Plumas County, they can go contact their healthcare provider. So all three hospitals are doing testing and have been doing testing from the very beginning and have been testing aggressively. Plumas Hospital District, they just did some targeted testing. So as well, and I know that they are looking at some mass testing, as we all are, so we're just finalizing that information because we want to bring the testing to other areas as well, not just Quincy. So we are looking at going to Chester, hopefully the second week of July. We'll be working with Seneca Healthcare District, and I know that Eastern Plumas Healthcare District will also be doing a mass testing in Gray Eagle next week.
You know, we've been working on a rural reporting project with CAP Radio that's currently focusing on Sierra and Plumas counties. One of the things we've heard from residents in Plumas is a concern of tourists coming to the area and possibly bringing COVID-19 with them. Is this a concern for public health? And are you seeing more tourists in the area as summer gets underway?
Yes, of course it's a concern. Anytime we have a lot of movement, that means the virus can have a lot of movement. So we are concerned, but we also understand that it's inevitable. And so that's why we are encouraging people who are coming from outside the community, as well as our own residents who are traveling outside the community and coming back, just to have safe practices. And so what we're asking is, again, face coverings. I know it's state mandated, but even before that, we did have our own health officer issue an order for face coverings while in public. Continuing the hand washing is very important, as well as maintaining physical distancing. And sometimes that can be very difficult, but those are one of the key ways in order to help slow the spread of COVID-19 in any community.
You mentioned these precautions that you're hoping people will take. Is there any enforcement aspect, perhaps, on any of these things like you mentioned?
At this time, we're just really trying to educate the public as well as businesses on the importance and the reason why these are being implemented at a state level as well as a local level. So at this time, we don't necessarily have the resources to enforce, especially the state-mandated face covering. So we are really just encouraging the public to be wise in their decisions and to think about others. It's uncomfortable to wear the face covering, especially as it gets hotter and if you're working. And we do understand that, the difficulties of it. So it's not that we don't understand, but we do understand that wearing face covering does make a difference in the spread of COVID-19.
Another issue that came up in our survey of Plumas County residents specifically was isolation. How does the challenge of isolation affect public health, and how is isolation, which many people are going through everywhere, different for rural communities?
For rural communities, I think we don't always have the resources that some of the urban and larger communities have. And therefore, so being tents spread out, we don't have the public transportation. So it has affected our community, especially, I would say, you know, not just our elder, our high-risk population who are our seniors, but also our youth, in the fact that, you know, not having school, not having youth sports or other activities to be able to engage in has made a difference with them. And so as a public health, we are encouraged as well regarding the mental health of our community, not just the actual physical health of our community as well. So it has made a difference, and I know that some of our youth programs are trying to start up again and are trying to meet with our youth, whether it's through Zoom or on a much smaller level, in order to start engaging our youth in activities.
You mentioned some of these things like activities. What are some strategies and resources that might be available to youth or to parents to help keep people connected and engaged during this time?
I know that Behavior Health, Plumas County Behavior Health, has a really good website regarding some of those things that may be available, as well as the school district has been making a very much a big effort in providing information to our parents and youth regarding what can and is available in our community as things start to open up. And so I know that they have been really engaging with the public.
Is there anything I didn't ask you about COVID-19 that you'd like to add or think I missed?
I guess for us, we just want to encourage everybody. The weather is nice. People are out and about, and that is great. But we don't want to forget that it is here. And one moment it could be, you know, we could be at 6, and then the next, you know, next week we could be double that. We don't know. It just depends on what it looks like and how the spread occurs. I know in other counties, not Plumas County, but in other counties, they've seen a significant rise in cases, which will impact our healthcare system. So I do want to encourage, whether people think COVID-19 is serious or not, this is something that will impact us. It's just a matter of when and how it will impact us. So I do encourage the public to continue to practice face coverings, even though whether you agree with them or not. When you're in public, it's respectful to do that, just as we do encourage people not to hug each other, handshakes, you know, things like that, the physical contact like that at this time, and to continue to frequent hand washing and physical distancing.